as of today. You know, I thought we had a good practice. We had looked like the defense was, you know, played really well in a 2-minute situation. We had a couple of picks, so that's again good news, bad news. But as we know how the secondary played, it's probably good to see. Okay, now the injuries. Antoine Barnes, pup, still, but he's working hard. I'm not saying, but he looks pretty good out there. McDougal, obviously out. D. Milner out. Chris Ivory, limited, but you guys see him out there. He's running around. Chris Johnson was out today, but that's one of the planned days off or the pitch count days or whatever you will. And then Jalen was out. But everybody else was back. Everybody, no limitations. So it was great to see Dimitri out there, Reeves, Rozai Dowling, Cumberland, Decker, Nick Mangold, and Zusevic. So that's we're starting to get healthy, and that's a good thing. So go ahead, guys, fire away.
Rex, any chance Barnes starts the year on the pup? Do you know one way or the other right now?
I mean, there's still a possibility. We'll see. But I've just been encouraged, you know, just by looking out there. He's working awful hard. You know, I know he wants to be ready to go opening day. You know, is that, you know, a real possibility? I'm not sure. You know, but I can tell you this. He's working hard, and he's way, way, way further along than he was. I remember him in minicamp. So I've been encouraged with him.
Rex McDougal has said on Twitter he was doing surgery today. Did that happen?
I'm not sure if that happened. Obviously, that's around the corner. If it didn't happen today, it's going to happen soon, real soon.
Do you anticipate putting him on the IR once he has the surgery? Or?
That's probably a likely scenario. Yep.
Rex, now that the experiment is done with the longer extra points, do you have any thoughts on it? And it looks like the league is pretty serious about maybe bringing it back permanently.
You know, I never really had any thoughts. You know, at first I was like, really, do we really need to do that? It does make it a lot more challenging, you know, but I really, you know, we're okay with it one way or the other. So I don't think if the league thinks it's a good idea, then that's fine. I just thought that, you know, moving it back, it was kind of, it kind of takes away from, you know, there's still other ways of getting 2 points. You can fake a few, you know, an extra point, or you can do those type of things. But, you know, so it kind of, like, would we have faked the extra point instead of going for two the other night? You know, we might have done that. So, I don't know. But if they think it's a good idea, then, you know, I'm not opposed to it.
Could you talk about the strides that Wallace has made and what he needs to do to establish himself so he can start for you?
Well, I think Darren, the big thing is, you know, Darren's, you know, I always call him an outstanding middle relief. You know, he's a guy you can put in there and you don't lose much. But prove that he can be the starter. You know, he can – that go out there, and it's different. Sometimes when you – for whatever reason, there's some guys that rather come off the bench than be the starter. I don't understand it, but that sometimes happens. You know, whether Darren's that guy or not, I'm not real sure. The thing that I've been impressed with is, look, Darren has got good cover skills. He's smart. He's a good tackler. His ball skills have – you know, to say he struggles a little bit. And that's why everybody says, well, that's why he's a DB. Okay, I get that. But, you know, he's in position. He can find it. Now he's just got to go catch it. And that was what was encouraging. He caught one the other night. He had a nice interception the other day out here. So hopefully he's coming. He's working hard at it. And I think that's good. If he, you know, if all of a sudden he can start making plays, then you know, you get those interceptions. Those are game changers. Yeah, we've actually been pretty good at that. You know, there's things I know we haven't done great at, but we've been pretty good at that. You know, we know how to play it. And, you know, with having the officials out here every day in practice, we feel pretty good about, you know, where that 5-yard marker is and, you know, we can make those, you know, adjustments. I think sometimes where you start getting your, you know, real handsy down the field, that's when you know you're going to get penalties.
I had a pretty memorable press conference after the last time you played the Giants. Did you get any flack for that from friends or family in the last year?
I got a lot of flack from you guys. I mean, let's face it, you know, so they're going to run me out of here. That was at my proudest moment, probably not. You know, it's kind of funny, but it was, what, you know, forget who I was sideways with. But, you know, it was, I think I know. But it's, but you know what, I think I just got a little tired of it. You know, I think with, you know, every day, and it was just this and this, and it's like, guys, I'm not going to, you know, I never felt like answering the question. And then especially after that, when it was like, you know, there was a different, you know, dynamic involved, that it was, I don't know, I just felt different. And sometimes after games, you know, you know, we tell our players to cool off a little bit, but sometimes I need to cool off too, and that's something Bruce does a great job of making me know that. But it's, you know, sometimes it's, you know, you get carried away a little bit. I do. Oh, please. Have you ever seen his press conferences? Oh, my goodness.
Jets, Giants, preseason game 3, you know, with the stars playing longer and everything. Is there something to this game in terms of, you know, the bragging rights whole thing about that?
You know, I don't think it's, you know, because really, I mean, somebody tell us what the record was, who won last year, all that kind of stuff. We did. And, but, no, you know what? Like, it is a bigger deal than preseason games when you play other people. Because it isn't, you know, you guys go to the same eating establishments, you know, whatever. And I think there is something to it. You don't get to play each other very often. So it's kind of a one-shot deal. But this game's always a physical game, you know. And I think guys like each other, respect each other and things like that. But you know, they're in a different color jersey. You know, you got guys popping off. You got, you know, the running back from Boston College. I see where he's already saying the Giants are the best team in New York, all that kind of stuff. But it's kind of a, you know, it's – you don't get to play each other. And so this is the only time you really get to play each other. And I think it amps up a little bit. I really do.
Rex, do you regret it, or would you do it again?
Oh, you know me, of course I'd do it again. No, I mean, you know, of course you know, there's a lot of things you take back in life. That's probably one of them.
Rex, what do you make of Andre Williams' comment that the Giants are the real New York team?
Yeah. Last time I saw him, he was getting smoked by Clemson. I will say, that kid's a good back, though. I mean, he is. I was like, is anybody going to tackle him? Like, I don't know if he is a good back, though. But you know what? Hey, it's great. I have a funny feeling he's going to get some right L's put on him or whatever. But we'll see. It'll be a competitive thing. I know he's going to be, you know, pumped up. And trust me, our guys will be pumped up too.
Correct. With Shaq Evans and Saunders out and Decker dealing with some leg injuries, how do you feel about your receiver situation right now?
Again, I think it's, you know, I feel, you know, good about our receivers. I think, like I said, we're a deeper group than we've been. Certainly, last year, you know, I think Eric will play. You know, I think in this game he's going to play. Clearly, he's. I feel great about him. I feel great about Curly. You know, and then there's competition like crazy from everybody, from top to bottom of the rest of the group as they're trying to shake out who's going to be on this team.
Rex, one more is the last one.
To have some more clarity on when Jalen will be able to resume football activities. When do you expect to kind of?
You know, I'm not real sure. I think, you know, we'll just, you know, obviously, and you guys hate it, but it's the truth. Like, who are you going to lean on? You know, you got to make sure the doctors and the trainers or whatever. And you know, obviously it's not going to be like, oh, he looks fine. You know, we'll make darn sure this young man's okay and then put him back out there. But, you know, hopefully he'll be ready to go sooner than later.
Oh, yeah, you normally keep four tailbacks,
you know. again, both those guys, there's great competition for that fourth and fifth spot there, you know, with Green and Richardson. I mean, both those guys are, you know, they're doing some good things. So, you know, that's where I look at this thing. You know, sometimes by now you're able to say, all right, here's kind of where your roster is going to be. Maybe you'll have one or two guys that, you know, the last week you figure it out. I don't know if you can say that here. I don't think anybody in this room could say that and target. It'd be interesting if you try to target who's going to be there, who's going to make it. There's so many guys competing out there that, you know, at the end of the day, we'll see what shakes out. But there is some good competition.
Last question from Seth. Sorry. What are you looking for?
What's that? No, I'm just kidding.
What are you looking for your secondary on Friday night?
I just think, you know, from start to finish, I'd like to see us, you know, compete, play well. I'd love to get some turnovers. That would be outstanding. But, again, I think our guys are playing hard. You know, that game obviously started, you know, it was, you know, poor to say the least. We had, you know, some blown coverages, some communication errors. So I'd like to clean that stuff up. You know, getting beat physically is one thing, but trying to clean up some of the other things that, quite honestly, up until that point, I thought we had done a really good job of it. So we got to get back on track with our communication and playing our proper techniques.
Great.
All right.